Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Across at Canterbury, the international horse He's Eminent, as it's known for us here, will run in the Rand Vet, and his trainer, Sir Mark Todd, is joining us there from Canterbury. Good morning to you, Mark.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you. We're bouncing all around the place. It's been a while since we've chatted, mate. You've now made UK home, and you're back here to try and win some Aussie money.
Yeah. Well, the money was pretty inviting, and I must say, it's great to be back here.
How is he on race eve? Are you confident that he's got the fitness required for a heavy track tomorrow?
It's a little bit difficult because, you know, he hasn't run since August. I don't know the horse that well, but, you know, he's done plenty of work. He's set the gallop that he's had. He's come through really well, so I'm happy that he's in the right sort of shape to go into the race.
Mark, people that have seen him regularly at Canterbury keep telling me that he looks enormous.
He's tried since he's been out here. He left the winter up there, or early spring, his coat was just on the change, but since he's come here, his coat's come through. He's put on about 5 kilos. He looks like he's muscled up, and he's just loving being here.
His normal racing pattern, he's first up in a long race like this, which is no surprise for the UK horses, but has he got a normal pattern?
Well, it's a bit hard to follow. Like, he's sort of raced behind, he's led. I'm going to have to sort of leave it up to James McDonald. Doesn't look like there's any obvious pacemaker there. So we'll just have to wait and see. We've drawn out a little bit, so I'm guessing from there James will just roll forward and see how it unfolds.
I know what you've just said about not knowing the horse really well, that he's a new horse bought by the Vallas from New Zealand, but is there any instinct on handling a rein affected?
We've been very fortunate since we've been here. We can work on Canterbury on the grass here. Even when it's rained here, he seems to have coped pretty well with it. In England, he certainly raced on nothing other than good or good to firm. The ratings between England and here are very different as well. I'm hoping we don't get any more rain. I'm hoping the track will dry out. I think they're saying it'll rate a heavy 7, which I think, everybody tells me is going to be a reasonable surface.
Understand. We're here at Rosehill this morning, Mark, and there's a bit of sunshine around the place. It is marked a heavy 8 this morning, and they're thinking that it may get to a soft 7 or soft 6 tomorrow if the weather's clear. There's still the threat tonight of some showers, so we're in sort of the lap of the gods. But it sounds like you've done as much as you can to get He's Eminent right for the race tomorrow.
Yeah, it hasn't been easy. When he was in England, we got hit with snow, we got hit with the flu thing, so that meant we limited the travel. And then he was obviously in quarantine, and he could never make work up there, and then he's been in quarantine here. But we've done everything we can, I'm as confident as I can be that the horse is in the right sort of shape to run a good race first up.
And I can't believe the link. I've heard this a number of times, obviously, but the link between you and J-Mac, James McDonald, he lived in the same street as you.
Yeah, well, we were both on Kaitaki Road in Cambridge, and Peter Vella was on the other side of the river. We're right on the Waikato River, and he and his brother Luke and my son James and daughter Lauren, they all sort of grew up together as young kids, and he used to come riding on the farm. So he was a great kid then, and he's grown into a top international jockey, and couldn't be more delighted to have him on board.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we thank you for your time. It's been a big effort by the whole team looking after His Eminent, and we wish you the best tomorrow, mate. It's a long way to come and deserves to run well.
Thank you very much.